And now it's time for our weekly Motley Fool Radio Show game. And on the heels of learning about the TV Be Gone device, we've got a brand new game to unveil. It's a game entitled Eureka Bonanza, a game that will focus entirely on inventions and innovations. And here's how the game works. We'll present our contestant with four questions, all relating to inventions and innovations. Get the question correct, take home a full ball cap. Guess wrong, and Eureka, you won't be discovering that full ball cap in your mailbox. This week's player is Amy from Minnesota. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Amy, are you ready to play Eureka Bonanza?
I'm ready.
And before we start, Amy, how about the most important invention in the last 150 years or so? What's your call?
The most important?
Yeah, you got plenty to choose from. You've got the airplane, of course, the computer, telephone, automobile, cheese fries.
I'm going to pass on the cheese fries, but I'm going to say the telephone.
The telephone. And Amy, we've got a fun game for you. Four questions. That means you start with four ball caps. You retain one for every one you get right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one is entitled The Earl of Plastic. Amy, Earl Tupper revolutionized the world of plastic storage with, of course, Tupperware. Which of the following statements about Earl Tupper's creation, Tupperware, is true? Got three for you. Is it A, Earl Tupper didn't invent the product himself, he merely provided funding for the idea? B, Earl Tupper almost lost the Tupperware patent to the Coca-Cola company? Or C, is this one true? A new Tupperware party starts somewhere around the world every 2 seconds. So again, Amy, which of these three is true? Is it that Earl didn't invent Tupperware? Or Coke tried to steal Tupperware? Or finally, a new Tupperware party happens every 2 seconds?
I'm going to guess C.
And the correct answer comes from the CEO of Tupperware, Rick Goings. We had Rick Goings on the program around 2 years ago.
There's a new Tupperware party starting somewhere in the world every 2 seconds.
Amy, you were spot on with that. It should be noted, by the way, that Tupperware is a publicly traded company. Tupperware sales last year in North America down 15%, but it does still pay a pretty nice dividend as a stock. Amy, have you ever been to or do you have any desire to attend a Tupperware party?
You know, I've not been to a Tupperware party, and I can't say that I desire to go to one.
So you don't feel that some portion of America, the American in you, has a little hole?
I'm afraid not.
No? Earl Tupper might object, but I don't. Amy, you are already a winner on the show. One full ball cap to your credit. Let's go to question number two. It's called The Business of Ronco. Amy, one of the fathers of modern-day invention is inventor Ron Papil, the founder of Ronco. Which of the following is not a Ron Papil product? Got three for you. Is it A, the Pocket Fisherman, B, the Inside the Egg Scrambler, or C, the Clapper? So again, Amy, one of those not a Ron Papil product, either the Pocket Fisherman, the Inside the Egg Scrambler, or the Clapper.
I'm going to guess B.
You were guessing, weren't you?
I was.
As I would have been in your place. The answer is actually C. The Clapper is not a Ron Papil product. The Clapper is brought to you, for the record, by Joseph Enterprises, the same people who brought you the Chia Pet. By the way, the Clapper is that nifty device that allows you to turn lights or electronics on and off by, yes, clapping. Amy, have you ever owned any of the products we just mentioned?
No, I haven't.
You're not at all tempted by the Inside the Egg Scrambler?
No. I'll put it on my wish list for Christmas next year.
Duly noted on this show. Okay, you're one for two. We cruise on to question number three this week. It's called Patent Lee False. When it comes to inventions, intellectual property protection in the form of patents plays a major role. Amy, which of the following statements regarding patents is false? Is it A, that you must be 16 years of age to be granted a patent? B, the first patent in the U.S. was granted in 1790? Or C, it takes an average of 22 months to get a patent? So again, A, gotta be 16 to get one? B, first U.S. one granted in 1790? Or is it C, it takes around 22 months to get one?
I'm going to guess A on this one.
A is the correct answer. You do not have to be 16 to get a patent, by the way. There's no age requirement at all. In fact, there was a patent filed by a 4-year-old for an aid for grasping round knobs. Amy, have you ever thought about filing a patent yourself?
You know, I haven't.
You must surely have some idea, some dream, some vision for some device that you might create at some point. Can you just give us a hint?
You know, I haven't applied for the patent yet. I'd hate to blow it.
A perfectly valid and even witty response. Thank you. You're 2 for 3. Here's the acid test, question number 4. Question 4 is called Sitting Down on the Job. By the way, no guessing allowed. No more guessing, Amy.
No more guessing. Okay.
One of the following statements about furniture maker Lazy Boy is true. The other two are false. Here they are. A, Lazy Boy has hired college students in the past to test out their chairs. B, Lazy Boy manufactured seats for Pan Am Airlines at one point in the 1970s. Or is this one true? C, the first Lazy Boy chair was made from leather and didn't recline. So again, Amy, it's A, Lazy Boy hired college students to test the product out. B, they made seats for Pan Am. Or C, the first Lazy Boy chair was made of leather and didn't recline. What's your answer?
I'm going to say C.
The answer to this question comes from none other than Jerry Kaiser, the CEO of Lazy Boy. This show interviewed Mr. Kaiser a few years back.
In the past, we have had someone who was maybe a college student who wanted to work for the summer that could come in and sit in the chair and run it through its cycle of reclining, the full range of motion. And most of those kind of folks, I guess, have read several books while they work for 2 or 3 months during the summer.
We have no knowledge of whether Lazy Boy chairs were ever used in Pan Am jets. And the first Lazy Boy chair was actually just a wood slat folding porch chair. Amy, Lazy Boy as a stock, because it's also a publicly traded company, has been down around 40% in the past year. Do you own a Lazy Boy?
I do not.
Would you ever consider buying the stock? And if not, why not?
Well, you know, I don't know that furniture is something I'd want to have in my portfolio.
Well, it certainly hasn't been a growth, at least stock, in the last year. Amy, congratulations. 2 out of 4 ain't bad. We'd all at least like the gentleman's or gentlewoman's C, right?
Yeah.
It's worth 2 full ball caps on this show. And that's it for this round of our game of Eureka Bonanza. Congratulations to Amy. And you can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. To keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Hop onto fool.com, scroll down to our free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.